that jihad in the path, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and iman are the best of actions. فَقَامَ رَجُلٌ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَرَأَيْتَ إِن قُتِلْتُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. A man stood up and he said, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, inform me that if I am martyred, if I am killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تُكَفَّرُ عَنِّي خَطَايَايَا. In other words, is this sufficient to get my sins forgiven? That the fact that I am martyred, killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَعَمْ إِن قُتِلْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتَ صَابِرٌ مُحْتَسِبٌ مُقْبِلٌ غَيْرُ مُدْبِرٍ. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, yes, it is sufficient. In other words, it's sufficient for you to have your sins forgiven if you are killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst you are patient, whilst you are hopeful for reward, you are advancing and you are not fleeing. ثُمَّ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَيْفَ قُلْتَ. After a short while, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, what did you just say? What did you just say? فَقَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِن قُتِلْتُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ تُكَفَّرُ عَنِّي خَطَايَا. Or Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, if I'm killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while striving, will this be sufficient to atone for my sins? فَقَالَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم نَعَمْ وَأَنْتَ صَابِرٌ مُحْتَسِبٌ مُقْبِلٌ غَيْرُ مُدْبِرٍ إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, yes, so long as you are patient, you are hopeful for reward, you are advancing and you're not fleeing. And then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم added this extra part here, إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ, except for debts that you have on your head. فَإِنَّ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ قَالَ لِي ذَلِكَ. Verily Jibreel عَلَيْهِ سَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ had informed me of this just now. That doesn't matter, a person can be in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a mubarak death, striving, but if he's got debts that he hasn't attended to, he says hasn't made any disarm arrangement to make, hasn't made any arrangement to try and pay it off, then that debts will prevent this person from having his sins forgiven. So this is how serious this is, that person should go out to try, all out to try and pay whatever is due. Today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, atadruna mal muflis. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he asked us a question, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's style was that he would try and be interactive to try and get the attention of Sahaba. So sometimes he would say things as in form of a khutbah, and sometimes he would speak as though he's asking a question. So in this case, he asked us, "Atadruna maril muflis? Do you know who is a bankrupt person?" "Qalu al muflisu fina man la dirham lahu wa la mata'a." They said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in our understanding, a bankrupt person is one who doesn't have any dirhams, nor does he have any goods." "Faqala inna al muflis min ummati may ya'ti yawm al qiyamah." A bankrupt person is that person who will come on a day of Qiyamah, and he's coming with Salah, he's coming with Zakat. وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا. But he's coming in such a condition that despite him having such a big bank balance, his bank balance, his Salat, his Zakat, his Ibadat, etc. But what he has done, قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا, he has sworn somebody. He had sworn somebody, he had spoken badly to somebody. وَقَذَفَ هَذَا, he had slandered somebody. He made the ghibat of somebody of something that is not even true. This is called slander. So this is what he did. وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا, he had usurped somebody's wealth. وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا, he had spilled somebody's blood. وَضَرَبَ هَذَا, he had hit somebody, he had oppressed somebody unjustly. فَيُعْطَى هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that despite this bank balance that he's come with amal, it will be taken from his actions and it will be given to that person who he has oppressed. فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَيْ يُقْضَى مَا عَلَيْهِ أُخِذَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ فَطُرِحَتْ عَلَيْهِ. And if this person's bank balance is, so to speak, his amounts are now finished and he's got nothing left to give, then that person who he has oppressed and did wrong to, that person's bad deeds now will be flung onto this person. So he'll go deeper now. Although he's got nothing left, he'll go deeper into credit, owing people. And then the hadith says, after the summa turiha fi nar, after all this happens, then now he himself will be flung in the fire of Jahannam. Because of the fact, despite him coming with so much, he was rich when he started off on the day of Qiyamah, but when he finished off like a pauper. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to Sahaba, who is a real pauper? Not that person who doesn't have any money, but that person who has a lot, and he's coming there and he has to pay everybody with his amal, and he's left in such a condition that he got absolutely nothing left. How beautifully this hadith explains the condition of a person who does people down, In fact, this element of being honest and being careful is something that our Buzurghanuddin will go out of their way, despite even if it was a close friend. Hazrat Mulana Shafi'i Tanwi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one night he was sleeping and about 1 o'clock in the morning, he started tossing from right to left, left to right. Taraprahi masli ki tarah, like how a fish that's out of water tosses from right to left, like that he was tossing. So his wife had sensed that something is not right. A woman, she sensed he was the wife, so she asked him, what is the problem? So he said that today I went to the market and I was 1 rupee short, and I borrowed that 1 rupee from you. He's telling his wife, I borrowed that 1 rupee from you, but before I went to sleep, I didn't pay you back that 1 rupee. So that is the thing that is worrying me. So a woman, they like to sometimes take advantage of the husbands in a way, in a nice way, muhabbat way. So she teased him, you know, like how women normally say, that I'll take you to task on the day of Qiyamah. So Mawlana Ashraf Tani knew that she was playing, but he said, no, this is ye maamalat ki baat hai. This has to do with dealings. When he does with dealings, and it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's your wife, your brother, your son, you have to be 100% straight. So then she said, I forgive you for this. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. In the next minute, Mawlana Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali turned around and he slept soundly. That thing was worrying him so much, it took away his sleep. When he knew this was sorted out, immediately he went and he slept soundly. So this was the condition of our Buzruks. Even owing 1 rupee to their wife also, and he didn't sort it out before they went to sleep, they didn't make an effort to repay it, it would worry them so much. What if Maut comes to me in this condition, where I'm owing somebody something? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make effort that we're owing people, then we should go out of our way to try and pay them. That person who starts to pay them and he passes away in that condition, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah won't take him to task. But that person who is owing very little, but despite owing little, he's not making an effort to pay, he will be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah, like how we read in this hadith. Today is Friday, we should try and increase and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try and come early for the Jummah Salah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.